This is the BBC.
This podcast is supported by advertising outside the UK.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is the BBC.
This is the Finger Lickin', Lip Smackin', Cookin' with Paula podcast from The John Toll Show on BBC Radio Ulster.
Potato cake, but not a sweet potato cake. Sounds weird, but actually works
sounds
all right.
Sounds like the kind of thing you'd have sort of Halloween time.
Aye, sure, there's no way we've talked about that before, potato apple and things like that. So this is just a potato, like a sponge, and then we're going to do a wee syrup on that with a rhubarb and a wee bit of gin in the syrup. And then we're going to go outside and we're going to barbecue some strawberries. So it's hot, scorchy strawberries and the potato cake.
Wow.
So
and
here,
what will it look like then? It's like a wee roundy sponge that you get. Right.
Aye, no hassle. In here I've got butter and sugar all beaten up nice and soft, John, so just give it a good whiz. And then just do this by hand, actually. Eggs in there then, just one at a time. And give them a good mix around. It does come out quite spongy, but it's you nearly know that it's a different texture to the sponge.
And would you know it's made of potatoes?
No, hopefully not. It's more about a texture. So just the eggs and one at a time. And then the spuds, John, which I just mashed and peeled them, boiled them, drained them really well, put them back in the pan to give them a good smush around, and then passed them through a sieve, you know, so you don't want lumps, because we do not want lumpy. No way you're at home and you don't mind a wee bit of lumpy, champ, sure you don't?
No.
But not in this cake.
Sponge.
No.
So you've just put the spuds, mashed spuds, into the butter and sugar mix.
And then some...
An egg, and there's some flour.
That's self-raising flour. And then what I did was put a wee bit of extra bit of baking powder in that, John, just to liven it up a bit. And a bit of vanilla, and that's it. But what I'm going to do now is just I folded that in, and you still see that the potato's not completely dispersed. So just take the wee hand blitzer and give that a good going over. And that there, that's it, that's your mix. So that's how you get potato into dessert.
So it's cumber early time, isn't
it? Yes, it is cumber early potato, and they're very, very limited. You know, the season's now, and they're fantastic, aren't they? They're just the nicest spud.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so
but I mean, I have to say, I've never thought of making a dessert out of them now.
No, but you know, this is the whole thing, John. That's what happens, you know. And then I've just got a cake tin here.
Square cake tin, lined with greaseproof, or parchment, or whatever.
Yep. Just spread that out, John, and that goes into like a 180 oven. That'll take about 40 minutes. So we'll go out now and do something funky with strawberries.
You? Happy days. If I'd known you'd the barbie on, I would have brought a wee rump steak. Aye.
Looks the part, and then just all you do is have a barbecue sieve, right? So you can do
what's a barbecue sieve?
That's just a sieve that's going to get burnt, and then you keep it for your barbecue.
Right.
You just put your strawberries into the sieve, and stick them straight into the coal.
There so you're putting are. The strawberries... we can smell it already.
Yeah.
Put the strawberries in the sieve, set the sieve on top of the Barbie, on top of the hot coals, so it doesn't matter if it's going to get burnt.
Nope.
And then...
straight into the coal, and then you get this lovely direct heat of... I was in London last week and I saw somebody doing tomatoes straight onto a barbecue, onto the coal, you know, with the wee kebab sticks.
Wow.
And then they did it onto toasted bread.
Ooh.
And it was fabulous. But if you do it in a... if you do tomatoes in a sieve... I'm going to give you this. This is going to be your barbecue sieve.
And then you can let them out then.
Yeah,
you can kind of...
So you can do fruit in it. You know another thing that's lovely in it? You know if you have fresh peas?
Well,
fresh peas are beautiful, aren't they? You know if you pop them or get your children to pop them. That's what you have children for, to do those kind of things for you. But put the fresh peas into the sieve and bury it into the coal. And you get this lovely, smoky, sweet, beautiful barbecue peas.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need to boil them beforehand?
Nope.
Or?
No, definitely
wow.
not. Wow. Because they're lovely and sweet and...
I might try this on my holidays.
You could bring this
sieve. I'll be the king of the campsite.
You will be. Bring that sieve. You
I'll
can wear
the,
that
sieve.
I'll
be the boy with the barbecue sieve up in...
Yeah, just wear it.
A25.
Yeah.
You can see them starting to blacken.
Mm-hmm.
And the smoke is coming up through the strawberries.
I have to say, that's not the hottest barbecue in the universe. You want them sort of smoky?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Look at that now, you see it coming around it?
Yeah.
I'm using one of those instant one barbecues, but you know when you have a good barbecue with coal at home and you can nearly bury them in it and it really gets
gets the heat going.
Uh-huh, definitely.
I have to say, I didn't think I'd be standing in a car park in Cumber looking at strawberries on the barbecue.
I take you to the best places, don't I?
Tell you, we know how to live. This is rock and roll.
Rock and roll, I tell you.
Oh my god, what's that?
So that's
what's the liquid? There's a wee bit of drink
there's
in
there, a wee bit of gin. Just a wee bit of gin. And then if you just put the... when
so
the
is that strawberry juice and gin?
It's rhubarb juice.
Rhubarb juice and gin.
And then just a wee bit of the rhubarb. So this is our cake. And just when it's warm, just soak the juice that came out of this rhubarb. And I add a wee bit of gin. You don't have to put the gin in. A couple of nice wee warm strawberries. And then a wee drizzle of cream gin. There we are. And
what?
Your cake there now. Way to hold it.
That is just beautiful. Do you know what? That's so simple.
Mm-hmm.
In a way. Now I won't be able to taste the spuds off this.
Well, hopefully not. If you can, there's something wrong. Like, it wouldn't work with leftover champ.
No. If there's scallions in it, don't use it.
No.
That's gorgeous. That's really light. Who knew the humble... cumber spud could be so versatile.
Got to turn into a cake, that's alright, isn't it?
Turned into a cumber spud cake.
There's a barbecued strawberry, barbecued in the car park in Cumber.
Tell you, you wouldn't get Rick Stein, would you?
Bending over a barbecue.
That's it from this week's Cooking with Paula McIntyre podcast. For more clips and galleries from The John Toll Show, go to bbc.co.uk/Radio Ulster. And there are loads more BBC podcasts available at bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.